I love food. You know what my favorite food is? Pez. Remember that's a Pez, that candy Pez, you know? Those little cartoon characters with tracheotomies. And then advertising candy out of the neck, isn't that nice? And my dad is a CPA, and like every CPA I know, he's the most fastidious, meticulous, anal, retentive person. He is so impatient. You know, my father's the kind of guy who stands in front of a microwave and goes, "Come on! It's been 10 seconds! I don't have all minute!" Really, if you ever meet my dad and want to torture him, and you will, this is what you do. You tie him against the wall like this, with his arms and legs like this, make him stare straight ahead, and then right in front of him, you refold a road map incorrectly. I travel. I was in Canada. You been to Canada? Yeah, what city? Toronto. Oh, that's a nice city, yeah. I was in Winnipeg in February. I went north of Minnesota in February. It's like going south of hell in August. It doesn't get colder than that. It's like, oh, excuse me, I dropped my ear. See, but I had to go because it was a job. But no one bothered to tell me that I had to go through immigration to get into the country. So I got into trouble at the border crossing with this rude woman. She said she couldn't understand me because I had an accent. So she's asking all those annoying questions. She says to me, "What country are you a citizen of?" I said, "The United States." "What are you doing here?" "I'm working." "What do you do?" "I'm a comedian." And she thought I said, "I'm a Canadian." So then she says, "I thought you said you're from the United States." So I thought that she's saying that you can't be funny and be from the United States. So then I said, "You know, Will Rogers, a great American, had a terrific sense of humor." She said, "I don't care who you're related to, but I don't like your attitude. Think you're pretty funny, don't you? What, are you some kind of comedian?" I said, "No, I'm from the United States." Good stuff. See, that's a problem. I travel too much. That's why I can't meet guys. No, I mean, I meet guys. I just meet the wrong kind of guys. I mean, I meet guys who have absolutely no concept of the word monogamy. They think it's a game by Milton Bradley. I live alone, and I like it. It gets kind of lonely sometimes, though. I got myself a pet parrot. I tried to teach it to say, "Pretty girl, pretty girl." But it keeps saying, "I can't commit, I can't commit." And my mother wants to get married now. She wants to marry a Jewish guy. Isn't that a big surprise? She goes, "Marry a Jewish boy, marry a doctor." She says, "Marry a doctor." She sounds like a drill. Yeah, my brother-in-law is a doctor. He's two doctors. He's an eye doctor and a psychiatrist. He walks around going, "What do you really see?"